Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. I'm Macy and I am thrilled to have you. If you're brand new here, welcome to the podcast. I hope you get everything you need and more. And if you're a returning listener, you know that I appreciate the heck out of you. So thank you for being here. All right, you guys, we are going to talk about how to push through when things are hard. When I was on Instagram about 2 weeks ago, I asked for topics. You all gave me topics. This one ended up actually winning. And it's funny because last week's episode is the one that was winning at the time that I posted the poll. And I checked back tonight to see which one actually won, and it was how to push through when things are hard. So that's what we're going to cover today, all right? And then next week's episode will be how to make adult friends, because that was the next big winner. It's like, how do I make adult friends in general, in the new town that I moved to, when I'm, you know, in a new phase of life? We're going to talk all about that next week, so make sure you come back. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to remind you that enrollment is currently open for the next round of the hybrid experience. For anybody that is new here, this is an advanced emotional intelligence and mindset program that you can use on both your personal and professional goals. And I am so excited. It's 6 months and there is currently a round running right now that is almost over. The women in this program have been in for 5 of the 6 months and we're officially at the 30-day countdown for their very first retreat. So what I love about this program is you don't have to waste time being in confusion about what type of coaching you need. You don't have to say like, oh, do I need one-on-one coaching? Do I need group coaching? Do I want a retreat experience so I can be in person for transformation? In this program, it's the creme de la creme. You get all of it. You don't have to waste time deciding and you get to advance your skills. So we meet one-on-one 1 week and then the following week we meet as a group and then the following week again we meet one-on-one, and this alternates for 24 weeks. And at the end of those 24 weeks, then we come together in person for a luxurious retreat where you are well taken care of. You get a blend of more coaching in person for transformation, but you also get downtime to relax. I have a photographer coming so that you get the professional aspect of it for you to use if you have your own business or you just want to use them for fun. Like, it's just an overall well-rounded experience. We'll have a private chef. You just get to be wined and dined and really get to bask in the experience of showing up as your highest self. So that is going to be so fun. I'm looking forward to the very first one coming in 30 days. And then in October, we will start round two. And so what I'm enrolling for right now is round two. And really quickly, if you want to see the behind the scenes of what kind of things, you know, go down at the retreat, you want to see like all of the fun stuff that we're doing, just a PSA, you need to make sure that you are on the VIP Hybrid Experience email list. And the way that you get on there is by going to MacyRenee.com, clicking through like Working Together, the Hybrid Experience tab, and then it will pop up at the beginning of your screen. You fill that out, you'll be put on the Hybrid Experience mailing list. From there, I've already sent out one email, but from there, you will get the private links to be in the Facebook group and or the close friends list on Instagram. I am not, as this is happening live, this retreat, I will not be blasting all of our business to my entire social media. Okay, so I'm just giving that to you straight. It's, you know, there's a level of privacy that I just do have respect for. And so I don't want just everybody seeing our every move and where we're at and what we're doing. That's crazy. But I am happy to share those experiences with people who really do want to see it, whether you're considering the next round of the hybrid experience and you're waiting to enroll because you want to see like how that plays out or whatever it may be. Maybe you're just curious and that's totally fine too. But just know, in order to get to see it all as it's happening and the things that I'm sharing, you will need to be either A, in the private Facebook group, or on my close friends list on Instagram. And the way that you make sure you get all of that information is by being on the hybrid experience email list. Okay. All right. Let's talk about how to push through when things are hard. Okay. First things first about hard things. Every single person will have their own interpretation of what feels hard in their life. That's really important to acknowledge because even as I give examples maybe of myself or, you know, give examples of things that I've helped clients work through over the years, just know that everybody interprets what is hard for them in different ways. And I think that that's just, it's important to acknowledge that going into this episode because what I consider to be a very difficult decision may not feel difficult for you. It may feel like a very easy decision and vice versa. Okay, so that's the first thing that I want to just get out of the way is that if the examples maybe don't relate to you in the same way, it's probably because we have different interpretations of what feels hard in our lives. Okay. So when something feels hard in your life, how in the world do you get yourself to push through it? Now, here's another caveat that I want to say with this. I think it's really important. I actually think that I talked about this on TikTok too. The interesting thing about pushing through when something is hard is that some people may have a hard situation that is not the most healthy situation to be in. And I don't necessarily want to do this episode for the people who are trying to push through toxic or super, what's the word I'm looking for? Like unhealthy things in their life. So let's just say, for example, that you are in a relationship that is really not serving you. Like maybe there is a lot of emotional abuse or maybe even, you know, verbal abuse or anything worse than that. That's a hard situation to be in. It's especially hard to be in a situation like that if you have children, if your finances are complicated to where you really feel like I can't just leave, I can't just be on my own, I won't know how to provide. Like that is a very hard situation, okay? And with that, the things that I'm saying in this episode, I don't believe would apply to someone in that scenario the same way because, and this is just my belief is that you don't necessarily have to push through something that is toxic in your life that is not working for you unless it's a place that you're in where it's a means to an end. Does that make sense? So like if you're pushing through because there is light at the end of the tunnel and you have a plan for getting yourself out of that situation, that might be something that you interpret as I'm pushing through. I'm pushing through to get to the other side of this hard situation. Okay. But the tricky thing about this topic is it could also be perceived like I'm pushing through and I'm just going to, you know, tolerate what I'm experiencing and try to be the best version of me as I tolerate the chaos or the, you know, abuse or whatever. And that is not what I mean. So if you're in a position where you could take that both ways, where it's either tolerance for something that really isn't healthy versus like pushing through to get to a solution on the other side, it's really important to just know where you're at with the way that this podcast will be delivered, if that makes sense. Because I would never want someone to take this information and be like, oh, you know, I can push through as in I'll stick with all of this chaos that's really toxic in my life because I need to push through and be the best version of me and tolerate stuff that maybe I wouldn't normally tolerate. I hope this is making sense because that is what came to my mind when this topic came through. Because again, everybody has an interpretation of what they think is hard or what they mean when they see this topic. But because I've coached hundreds and hundreds of clients who have went through a range of various things, my brain went to a lot of my clients that have been in very sticky, hard situations. And the only way that I would ever, you know, use this language like push through would be for them to become the person that had the strength to make a decision that felt very hard to push through, if that makes sense. So it would be like if I had a client that was in maybe a verbally or emotionally abusive long-term relationship and they felt very, very defeated and very just, you know, they didn't feel like themselves. They don't know who they are anymore. And they have this piece of them that knows that they need to maybe get out of that relationship. If I were to tell them ever, like, here's what we're going to do to help you push through, what I would mean in that scenario is not push through and learn how to deal with it and tolerate it for the rest of your life. It would be how to push through and become the version of themselves that can make decisions that they really want to make. Like maybe that decision is to leave or to speak up for themselves or to suggest, you know, group counseling or an outside party to come in and help, whatever that may be. So that might not be where everybody else's brain goes with this topic, but that was one of the places that my brain went, that I don't want anybody to interpret this topic as she means I would need to keep myself in a situation that's not working for me and just push myself through. What I actually mean by pushing yourself through hard things, it's really more so about the work that you do on yourself to progress into a place that feels better to you. So whether these are major things in your life or minor things in your life, I will give you the steps that I take whenever something feels really hard for me that I feel I want to push myself through. So first things first, anytime something feels incredibly difficult to me, the number one thing that I do is allow myself to feel all of my feelings. I know that this may not be your favorite thing or what you want to hear, because for a lot of my clients, they hate feeling their feelings. They don't want to feel them, right? There, a lot of times when I, especially new clients, they come to me, they have a million buffers, which means a million ways that they distract themselves from their emotions. Maybe they overwork, or they're obsessed with certain things, or they overdrink, or they smoke, or they watch a lot of TV, or they do a lot of social media scrolling. Like, they are really good at buffering because they don't like feelings. And when you are going through things that are really hard in your life, your brain, because it's so protective of you and it wants you to feel good all the time, it will find a buffer to distract you from painful things and things that feel hard. Because hard, the brain interprets that as a very stressful event. And when we don't know how to deal with our stress, especially our emotional stress, our body oftentimes goes into fight or flight. And when our body goes into fight or flight, you've got extra cortisol and stress hormone rolling through your body. And so it wants to get you back to safety as quickly as possible, and it finds a distraction in order to do that. So it's like, I'm stressed. Let's go to Hobby Lobby and shop, or Target, or TJ Maxx. I'm stressed. Let's go smoke a cigarette. I'm stressed. Let's go drink alcohol. I'm stressed. Let's go, you know, clean, or let's go work out for like 3 hours, you know, and just let it drown out all of this stuff that we're feeling. And so that's where a lot of my clients come to me from, a place where they are aware that they have emotions, but they don't actually sit with those emotions or allow those emotions because it feels too painful. And there's also this story within their brain, like, if I allow myself to feel my emotions, I'm gonna lose all control and it's gonna feel terrible. I won't know what to do. And then I'm gonna spiral into a deep, dark hole. And I will tell you that that is a very common fear, but it really, for the most part, it's just not true. That actually, the better that you get at feeling your feelings and acknowledging, you know, when things feel hard and the emotions that are coming up when something feels hard, the less likely you are to go in a deep, dark hole. Because what I have found, even for myself, is the moments when I want to crawl into a hole is when I have had compiling life events, like one hard thing after the other that I'm not fully feeling and not fully dealing with, that compile over time. And I get so bogged down that there are no amount of distractions that can keep me from the feelings. It's like having 40,000 pounds on each shoulder and finally like having to surrender on the ground, but you're being crushed by stone. Like that's how a lot of people live their life. They're like, oh, I don't need to feel this. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this. I'll go into a dark hole. And every time they don't feel the hard things that are happening in their life and they don't like lean into the humanness of emotions are going to be there, especially hard emotions, like they literally just keep stacking the stones on each shoulder. Like I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I'll distract myself. I'll distract myself. I'll distract myself. And then they're like, I don't want to be in a hole. I don't want to be in a hole. And I just want you to imagine, like, with each time you do that, you stack a stone on your shoulders. And eventually you get to a place where it's like, okay, this is really heavy. I want to lay it down. Except when you go to like crash to the ground, all of the stone is laying on top of you. And that's why it feels like a deep, dark hole. Because now you have to like come, like pull each brick off one by one or each stone one by one that, you know, felt heavy. It wouldn't have felt as heavy if you would have just addressed it. Like if you would have picked it up, looked at it, and then set it back down, that would have been much more helpful than picking it up, looking at it, and putting it on your shoulder and thinking, I'll save this for later. It's not that big of a deal. I don't want to feel it right now. I'll go into a deep, dark hole. Does that make sense? Like that's what humans tend to do. We take stressors and we collect them and we're like, I don't want to look at them. It's too stressful. I'll just hold on to this until later, 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 later. And then later eventually comes. And by then you've got so much shit to work through that it's like, yeah, this is overwhelming. You haven't looked at any of this. Like you haven't paid attention to any of it. You've been dusting or like Netflixing or scrolling or drinking or smoking. Like, of course this feels like shit. You've been ignoring it. So that is the first step that I take when I want to push through hard things in my life. I feel my feelings. I allow my humanness to be there. And again, it's not fun. It feels like absolute garbage. Okay, I'm just going to give it to you straight. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I have had in probably the last 6 weeks of my life have been some of the hardest that I can remember in probably the last 2 years. And it has felt like a cloud has been hovering over my head and I have been hit with one hard thing after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And it has gotten to the point where even minor things feel like big things because I've been hit with so many things. And it just feels hard. Like it just feels so awful and so hard. And the way that I am pulling myself through, I wouldn't even say pushing myself through, but like the way that I am pulling myself through this mess is to allow myself to feel everything, which if you would have asked me to do that 10 years ago, one, I wouldn't have even known what feel your feelings meant, but two, I would have resisted the crap out of doing it. Because I hated feelings. I would cry like twice a year. My motto, which if you've been on the podcast for a long time, you know that my motto was put on your big girl panties and handle it. There's no time for feelings. No one's going to feel sorry for you. You might as well get over it. Like I was very dismissive of my own feelings, which is a lower level of emotional intelligence, FYI. And therefore, I didn't have the same emotional empathy for other people's feelings the way that I do now. So 10 years ago, I was a completely different version of who I am now because I've grown a lot in my emotional intelligence over the years. And it's also because in order to have high emotional intelligence, you have to be very emotionally aware. You have to be willing to like look at your crap, okay? And that's not easy for anybody to do. So feeling your feelings is one of the most powerful things you can do. And when something in your life is really hard, surrendering and just letting it be there and not trying to escape it or distract yourself from it is so powerful. It's painful, yes, but it's very, very powerful. So what the last 6 weeks have looked like for me, I have been crying my eyes out. I will just tell you the truth. Like I have cried more in the last 6 weeks than I can remember in a really, really long time. And I don't consider it weakness. I don't consider it like I have lost it and I'm in a dark, depressive hole. I literally, as soon as I feel overwhelmed and stressed, instead of shoving all those feelings deep down in my body and pretending that they're not there, like pretending that I'm gonna be happy-go-lucky, instead of doing all of the pretending, I am just very authentic in my life and I say this shit sucks and I bawl my eyes out until I feel better. And I don't care who is staring at me. I don't care if it happens in public. I don't care if people are looking at me at this point. If there are feelings, people are probably going to see them. And I had that experience even just a few weeks ago. I was in Nashville and multiple people saw me bawling my eyes out. And there was part of me that was like, I don't want people to see this because this is ridiculous, right? It feels ridiculous to like not be able to pull yourself together. But at the same time, it was like, you know what? I am human. This happens. And when we really want connection and to move through hard things in our life, we have to be in tune with what we're feeling. We can't shove it away. So I know that I have beat this to death, but I really want you to know, like if you're wanting to push through hard things, you have to let whatever emotions are there be there. Don't judge the emotions that are there. If you're angry, be angry. Be frustrated. Practice releasing it in a healthy way. Maybe you need to scream into your pillow. I was telling a friend, I was helping her work through a lot of anger that she's feeling with a situation in her life. And she called and was like, hey, can I do a coaching call with you? And I was like, sure. So she's one of my best friends too. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. So she got on my calendar. It's so crazy. And I listened to the things that she had going on. And at the end of everything that she said, to be completely honest, I was like, yeah, you just need to feel all these feelings. And you probably just need to schedule an appointment at a rage room. So if you're not from like the US, I don't know if they have these in other countries, but they have what's called rage rooms. And it's basically like this big building where it's destructible or non-undestructible, I guess you could say. And there are destructible items within this structure, like plates and glass and all of this stuff that you can destroy, like tires, all of this. And they give you like hammers and they give you safety equipment and like safety goggles and all of that. and you go into this rage room and you just break things. Like you literally take out your rage in a healthy environment where it's okay. You throw things, you break things, you hit things that are safe to hit, and you just release rage in a place where it is acceptable to do so and you're not going to harm anybody else. And so I told my friend, I was like, I think you literally just need to let yourself feel rage and like go move that energy up and out of your body. Like, I don't think I need to coach you to not feel angry or to feel better or to think different things. Like, I think you need to go feel your feelings. And she was like, you know what? That's a great idea. I do need to go feel my feelings. I do need to go to like a rage room or somewhere where I can just be angry, you know? And I think like a part of what makes this so hard for us as a society is that for a lot of us, we were taught to suppress our emotions in childhood. Like you weren't allowed to have a tantrum out in public because it was embarrassing for your parents, right? Your parents would see you fall on the floor and they get embarrassed because other parents are staring at them. And so it would be like this level of like they couldn't control their own emotions, their emotions of embarrassment, the emotions of anger, watching you have frustration that you're not getting your way or, you know, that you don't understand why you can't have a candy bar or a toy. And, you know, and then you were punished for the emotions that you displayed. And the problem with that is that as a child, you don't know how to regulate your emotions and you look to adults to figure out how. So if your caregiver, the person that you learned from, didn't know how to regulate their own emotions and instead became angry and dismissive and punished you for the things that you were feeling, what you learned inadvertently was that your emotions were bad or they were wrong. Okay. And if that is how you grew up, you probably are now an adult where either you have the same patterns with your own children, or you're very sensitive and aware of like working through your child's emotional experiences, or you still struggle to teach your children how to even process their emotions because you become very triggered with their emotions or anyone's emotions in general. Because it was never okay for you to feel emotion. So now you're struggling in this weird in-between place where it's like, what do I do with all of this emotion? And for a lot of adults that are like, what do I do with all of this emotion? They go to buffer, right? They use a distraction and then they think they're okay because when you're using that distraction, you get the dopamine hit or, you know, you get the happy chemicals that release in your brain. And so you think you're okay. And you think there's nothing you need to work on because you found something that makes you feel temporarily better. When you start working on yourself and through this stuff and you become self-aware, you learn very, very quickly how much you were using external things to feel better and how much you may not, like, or how little you actually may know about how to work through your own emotions. So that is important, you guys. When you're pushing through things that feel really hard in your life, you have to let your emotional reaction be there. I'm not saying it's always going to be the most helpful emotion or the most useful or the most appropriate. I'm just saying like you need to be super aware of even letting yourself let it be there and inquiring about it. And like if you need to cry, cry. If you need to scream in a pillow, scream in a pillow. You know, but like, don't take your emotions and blame them elsewhere. Like you know, turn your angers and frustration or your sadness onto another person when it's not them. Like that's for you. Okay. So even if you're in a circumstance where someone else feels like they're really, really affecting you, whatever emotions are coming up in order to push through how hard it feels, you have to look at that for you. Okay. Really important. The next piece of this is that you have to focus on what is actually within your control. So many of us like lose ourselves when we're trying to push through hard things because like we forget that some things we have plenty of control over and other things we don't. Things that you don't have control over, you don't have control over someone else's behavior ever. That is up to them. If you do believe that you have control over someone else's behavior, you are likely using manipulation or fear to control their behavior, right? Like they are afraid that if they don't behave the way that you see fit, you're going to withdraw love. Or you're gonna leave, right? So there's a very fine line, okay? And we have to be very, very aware of what do I actually have control over? You always have control over yourself. You always have control over the decisions you make. You always have control over like what you want to do in any given situation or circumstance. And it's really important to know that it's also a skill to build problem-solving abilities. So where this bites people in the butt is that they get into a hard situation and their brain goes to doom and gloom and it goes in, their body goes into fight or flight, okay? And then whenever they buffer and they're disconnected from their emotions and they're not aware of their mindset, what the natural response is to blame external things. And when they blame external things, they forget what they have control over. And when you forget what you have control over, you're not using your problem-solving abilities to change the situation. So again, it's another problem-solving skills are actually emotional intelligence skills. You may or may not know that. Your ability to solve problems and your ability to tolerate stress, those are emotional intelligence skills. So if you're like, I hate how I feel when I'm stressed, or I, you know, don't know what to do whenever I get stressed, or I really struggle to be a good problem solver when I'm under a lot of pressure, those are emotional intelligence skills. So that might be a telltale sign that there is work for you to do in that area if it's important for you in your life, okay? So focusing on what you can control is another thing to consider, okay, and to be very aware of whenever you are trying to push through hard things in your life. And then it becomes prioritizing what's important. And I think this is it's a very big thing to look at, is prioritizing what you can do for yourself in the situation when things are hard. You know, what are your priorities? So like the last 6 weeks, I have been making sure to take care of myself as much as I possibly can in whatever way that I can. It's been a priority for me to feel my feelings. It's been a priority for me to process. It's been a priority for me to not be reactionary and immediately react based on my emotions. Because again, when emotions are high, intelligence is low. So that's been important for me, is prioritizing, like, you know, give yourself space, give yourself grace, give yourself rest as much as you possibly can, like in between working, in between clients, like prioritizing what is important has been important for me. And that might be something that you need to take into consideration as well. What do you need to prioritize within your own life in this season of hard? You know, maybe it's prioritizing getting back into your spiritual practices, whether that is going to church or reading your Bible or meditating or whatever that looks like for you. Like, what are big priorities for you in your life? That is something that I have been internally reflecting on and then putting into practice, okay? And then pushing through hard things, stay away from people that are negative or not good for you. Like stay away from groups that are not going to make it any easier for you to push through your hard. Having circles of people that can hold space for you and understand what maybe you're going through, or at least even if they can't understand, are willing to be there for you as you go through this season, as much or as little as you maybe need them to, and they understand that, that's important as well. So if you're not in a good place and you know that going around a certain group is going to take you to an even worse place, I would look at that and really ask yourself if that is something you need to be doing or if that's something you absolutely have to do. Okay. And again, it comes back to what are the priorities that you have for yourself? What is actually in your control? And what emotions are you actually processing throughout? All right. So those are my major tips for pushing through when things are hard. The things that you need to consider and to implement when you're in a hard season of life or when you're just in a hard situation in life. And I hope that that is helpful for you. All right. Okay. So next week we are going to talk about how to make adult friends in various scenarios. I love that topic. And it was the next big winner on my Instagram poll. So we're going to talk about that. And if you need anything between now, then whenever you listen to this episode, just know you can reach out. You can find more about me and what I do to help clients at maceyrenee.com. You can always schedule a free 60-minute consult if you're thinking about coaching, but not really sure if it would be the best thing for you. And if you are interested in any of the current programs that are running, you can feel free to reach out and ask any questions that you have. I will always try and point you in the right direction as to what is best for you. All right. I will see you all next week. Have a great week. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.